Hey, I see you're back, and I see you're ready for episode two. This is going to be a very interesting story, but with very valuable lessons. Keep listening. Stranger danger equates to don't talk to strangers, don't allow them in your personal space, and definitely don't allow them in your car. I'm going to give you two story times of how I failed to use the stranger danger theory. I recall being in college. I was probably a sophomore in college at the time. Had my own car on campus and super friendly. Still kind of naive, but not as naive as when I was 14 years old. I happened to be out at night coming from, I believe it was Walmart, because the Walmart was about 5, 6 minutes from my campus. So Walmart was a frequent trip that a lot of college students took. And this particular night, I think I was just going out to Walmart to get snacks. On the way back from Walmart, I am driving through the campus and I come at a four-way stop. So, it's not your typical four-way stop where there's four lights. It's a four stop signs, four-way stop. So I have to stop completely because, if you don't stop completely and the cops are behind you, they're gonna classify that as a rolling stop. So I'm trying to abide by the rules and I stop completely. From the corner of my eye, I see two girls running towards my direction. I'm thinking, well, maybe they're trying to cross the street. And it is a Friday night, and they appear to be drunk. Next thing I know, unknowingly, one of the girls yanks on my car door, hops inside my vehicle, pushes the seat up, signaling one of the girls to get in the back seat as she's hopping in my passenger seat. Could you give me a ride? Could you give me a ride? Could you give us a ride? We're just trying to go to Brothers, is what they're saying. And at this point, I'm shocked because one, why the hell were my doors not locked? And two, why the hell do they feel so comfortable getting in my car? My car. No offense to my Caucasian listeners, but these were two Caucasian women, and I'm an African American woman. Me, out of all people, with all the stereotypes against me in the world, why did they feel that it was safe to get into my car? So, of course, at this point, my only response is, where are you going? And yeah, I guess so, since you're already in my car. So I'm driving, and as I'm driving, you can tell that they're clearly drunk because they're having conversation with me. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. We thought about getting in this guy's car, but he looked really creepy, so we thought that you weren't that creepy, so we came to your car instead. And I'm sitting here thinking, it doesn't make a difference because you don't know me. So I finally get to Brothers, and they're thanking me so graciously, asking me what dormitory do I live in so they can send me a care package, yada, yada, yada. And at that moment, I realized, you messed up. What the hell were you thinking? you got really lucky because your doors weren't locked and that could have been anybody else. But fortunately for me, and definitely fortunately for them, stranger danger didn't affect either one of us. However, my next story, it affected all of us. I was in Florida one year, and I'm not going to tell you why I was in Florida, because that doesn't really matter, but I was in Florida, and I was with a friend, and me and this friend, I'm not going to say her name, we're going to call her Jane. So me and Jane are in Florida partying really hard. Not too hard where we're like messed up on our faces, but hard so we're having a really good time. So this one particular night, we go on this strip of bars, literally bar hopping throughout the strip. And at the conclusion of our night, I'm yelling, I want to go to Insomnia Cookie. I want to go to Insomnia Cookie. So we go to Insomnia, and in the midst of us leaving Insomnia Cookie, this guy stops us in our track. Hey, what are you two doing tonight? My friend Jane decides to ignore him and keeps walking. I, of course, am intoxicated. So I stop, and I start talking to him. I'm like, you know what? We're not really doing much, but he's like, what's up with your friend? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not sure. He's like, well, tell her to come over here because I was going to say, do you all want to go out to eat? I'm like, oh, out to eat. Out to eat. Me? Her? Okay. So I'm going up to my friend. Hey, slow down, slow down. He's talking about taking us out to eat. So we walk back and he's like, you guys can hop in my Mercedes. Ding, ding. Stranger danger. Okay, we'll go with you. Dumb, right? We're following this guy back to his car, and his brother is with him too. We get in the backseat of their Mercedes, and they're driving, and keep in mind, our hotel was way out of the way that we were going. I wasn't that intoxicated. We're like, yeah, we want to go to IHOP. He's like, well, there's a Denny's near our hotel. Red flag, right? I wasn't thinking. I'm like, cool, we can go to Denny's. We go to Denny's. The man pulls out wads of ones. I mean, ones like he's been at the strip club. Like, he's just been throwing dollar bills at all the big booty hoes. Those kind of ones. So, we take his wads and we go in Denny's to pay for our food. Pay for everybody's food at that point. Because there were four of us. And me and my friend are just sitting there thinking, like, what the hell are we doing? But we proceed to take the food out with us. And they're driving, and we arrive to a hotel. I'm looking outside the window. This isn't our hotel. And how would they know where our hotel is? Because we never told them. We proceed to get out the car and go in the hotel room with them. Luckily for us, they didn't try to do anything else. So we just ate our food and chat. Had small talk. And then we got on a discussion of, hey, what are you doing out here? What are you celebrating? They're like, oh, we're out here for business. I'm like, oh, what kind of business? Oh, we're car salesmen. Car salesmen. With those amount of ones in your pocket. Yeah, you're car salesmen. All right. So, me, not trying to poke the bear, I just dropped the conversation. And we go about our merry way. They take us back to our hotel. And that was that. You think that was that, right? You're wrong. That wasn't that. They picked us up again the next day. We went back over to their hotel to chill at the pool. And out of nowhere, we quickly found out what their job really was. The whole time, they were actually drug dealers. Yeah, they were drug dealers. You're probably thinking, how the hell do you know that? Well, as we were driving back to their hotel on the way back to go chill at the pool, they had to make a drop. Us not knowing what kind of business they were doing, finally put two and two together and realized that they were selling drugs the entire time. And that's how they had all of those ones. And that's why they kept telling us, buy anything you want. You can have anything. Dude's brother even told me, hey, we can be together. I can fly you out. You can come to Miami or Orlando or wherever you choose. Of course, me, I declined because one, he was not attractive at all. Neither one of them. And two, I'm not that damn naive. But moral of the story is, I got lucky. I got real lucky. Me and my friend, and my advice to you is, stay away from strangers. Because they really could be dangerous.